Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Mindful Minutes. Here we're going to cut through the jargon and bring you actionable insights to supercharge your business from a marketing perspective. I'm your host, Teresa Gundar, and today we are again going to talk about demand generation. It's not just a buzzword, but it's a future-proof growth engine for small and medium businesses. Now, let me start by asking a question. Have you ever felt like your marketing is more than an expense, than an investment? Of course, right? You're not alone. Many SMBs grapple with this. Even bigger companies grapple with the same point, especially where every penny counts, or every dollar, or every rupee, or in euro counts. But here's the truth. Demand generation isn't about spending more. It's about spending smarter. As we edge closer to 2025, businesses are going to embrace innovation strategy. Only those who are going to do this will thrive. So let's dive deep into how to turn this demand gen engine into your SMB's competitive edge. Now, recently, I happened to publish an article on LinkedIn. I'm going to share the link. And I've got a lot of varied responses from marketing leaders or industry leaders as well. And all of them agree to this fact that business evolution is undeniable. And the landscape is getting different, varied, by day by day. It's very imperative to understand why demand gen matters, what are the roadblocks, what are the strategies that work, and how to avoid these pitfalls. But let's take a reality check first. What is the real state of SMB marketing as of now? SMBs are operating in a world of constraints, limited budgets, fewer resources, and let's be honest, a constant battle for attention. But like every problem has a solution, here's the kicker. Demand generation doesn't solve these problems overnight, but it does provide a framework that will help you work smarter. Instead of chasing leads with scattershot campaigns, it's about creating a system that attracts, nurtures, converts, and even delights. Think of it like gardening. You don't just throw seeds into the ground and hope for the best, right? You pick the right soil, water it consistently, weed out the distractions. That's exactly what demand generation does. It'll ensure that your efforts will yield results. Okay, now that we've set the stage, let's talk about strategy. Next level strategies or tailored strategies to navigate. Okay, first and foremost, what we can do is hyper-personalization at scale. Customers expect more than, dear hi, dear this and that. Tools like AI-driven CRMs can analyze behavior and preferences to send offers that truly resonate. Imagine sending an email that says, we've noticed you exploring a specific solution. Here's a case study that might inspire you. Now that's personalization with impact. This is definitely not an intrusion. You have to be very smart while sending such emails. But it's a personalization with impact. Second strategy could be predictive intent data analysis. Imagine knowing which prospects are ready to buy before they even visit your website. There are so many platforms right now which can help you focus your resources where they matter the most. Some review sites even give this real-time data and that can be integrated with your CRM as well. But other platforms include Sixth Sense or Bombara and stuff like that. Third is definitely content, but content that engages, not just informs. People don't just want any other blog post. They want value, like an interactive tool, quick explainer, or even you can leverage AI-generated customer success simulators. It's about making your content more experiential. Okay. Fourth is something which I've loved implementing is conversational marketing. It's a you know, it's a secret weapon. It starts with chatbots, but they are not just your digital assistants. They are engagement tools where, you know, when integrated with your CRM, they can provide real-time recommendations that move your prospects through the funnel faster. And last, metrics. Ensure vanity metrics like clicks, likes. You know, these don't pay the bills. Focus on metrics like customer lifetime value, conversion rate optimization, retention rate, cost per acquisition. These are the metrics that actually matter. Now, from a strategic advisor or from a marketing advisor perspective, here's the truth. Demand gen is not a one-person job. It's a team sport. And sometimes you need a coach, someone who can see the field clearly and guide your moves. This is where SMBs actually need a marketing advisor, a strategic marketing advisor. This person is still someone who comes in with a cookie cutter solution. They are here to audit your current strategies, identify gaps, recommend tools, platforms that fit your specific needs. They'll help you align your marketing and sales efforts for a seamless execution. And last but not the least, they'll help you create a roadmap that will evolve your business. Think of them as your business GPS. Sure, you can drive without one, but having it ensures you reach the destination faster and with fewer U-turns or wrong turns. Now, let's wrap this up for this episode. As 2025 looms, the question isn't whether SMBs can compete, it's how they'll do it. Demand gen is your engine. When fueled with strategy, it propels your business from reactive to proactive. The steps we've discussed today aren't just trends. They are investments in your future. If there's one thing I want you to take away from this episode, it's this. Marketing isn't an expense. It's the smartest investment you'll make in your growth. Let's stay connected. If you have questions or want to dive deeper, reach out on LinkedIn or share this episode with someone who needs to hear this. Until next time, keep strategizing, innovating, and growing. This is Tanay Sarpoddar signing off from Mindful Minutes. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.